Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So the student athletes of Brigham Young University in a player profile segment here on your Cougar Insider Radio Network, ESPN 960.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crittle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, WasatchMedicalClinic.com studios. Stop living with ED, live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic, WasatchMedicalClinic.com. Sean Walker, KSL.com, by my side. It is time for a player profile, getting to know the big commits of the 2023 class for BYU. 6'1", 207-pounder is going to join us next. Go ahead and give him another call if you can. My man Bryce Larson, he's waiting on the call, he should be ready to go right now. So we'll get L.J. Martin on the line here momentarily discuss, you know, why he committed to the Cougs. Sean, what are your thoughts on L.J. Martin? What do you like about him? What stood out to you about him from his film, from his offers, his resume?
There's not a whole lot that I like about L.J. Martin, to be honest. There's a lot that I love about L.J. Martin. Like, this is the kind of guy that BYU does not get if they're not going into the Big 12. This okay. is a Big 12-style recruit. He was previously committed to Stanford before David Shaw. Obviously resigned at the end of the season. Before that, he was committed to Texas Tech. He was recruited by the likes of Baylor, K-State, Kansas, a couple G5 offers in there, UNLV, New Mexico, UTSA, UTEP, his hometown school as well. I'm of the opinion that LJ probably doesn't come to BYU if they are not in the Big 12, if they're not taking a step up in competition, because 24/7 Sports rates him as a three-star prospect. He's a four-star kid. He's an ESPN Top 300 running back. I mean, this kid is absolutely going places, ran for over 6,000 yards in high school, and I think he can help BYU right away in that backfield.
Yeah, just watch his film, Cougar Nation. I think you'll be impressed. One of the things that stood out to me immediately was his vision. And running backs with tremendous vision just do better than, like, you can take, like, the best athlete and you compare a running back, like, a best running back athlete and the best running back with vision, and the best running back with vision beats the best athlete 9 times out of 10. The great thing, he's got physicality, he's got size, 6'2", 205 pounds, he's got a great build, and he has tremendous athleticism, so he's the trifecta. Let's welcome him in, the newest commitment and signing for the 2023 class, running back L.J. Martin's on the show. What's up, L.J.? Thanks for joining us, brother.
Oh, what's up? Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you joining us, man. Shocking the world today. And signing with the Cougs, man. And what was that signing day like, man? You got a lot of community support, so many friends and family members showing up. What was that like, seeing everyone in your village, your community, coming out to support you on signing day?
It was just a dream come true. You know, you always dream about the day as a kid. You know, you see it on TV all the time, the big signings, things like that. So, you know, just for it to actually come true, you know, have my own signing and just be like the guys on TV I was watching growing up. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was big time. I loved seeing it, loved watching it, and rehashing it. LJ, for a long time, you were committed to Stanford. What happened? Why the decommit? Why kind of open up your recruitment? Tell us how you went through that process.
You know, with the resignation of Coach Shaw, and they released Coach G, my running back coach at Stanford, you know, I felt like it was best just to open back up my opportunities because, you know, at the end of the day, I really wanted to play football at a high level. And you know, it just, that's what I thought was the best football fit for me at the time. And just with them not being there, I just kind of had to reopen that up. So reopening that up, you know, I met Coach Harvey, you know, Coach Sataki, all those guys. And I just really liked what they did. And then I took a visit down to campus and, you know, just realized, because at first I was kind of closed-minded to it, you know, didn't really think much about IU. But once you actually start paying attention, it's like, oh, shoot, they actually do put guys in the league. And, you know, like, they have a good history of it. So, you know, just looking at that, I just felt like it would be the best fit for me.
Yeah, it sounds like you got some lofty aspirations in BYU since, I mean, in the modern era, the last decade, they've put a lot of running backs and a lot of quarterbacks into the NFL, a lot of offensive linemen, too. You'll be running behind some great offensive linemen at BYU. So us through the BYU recruiting process and, like, your initial perception maybe of BYU and what you've learned, I guess, about BYU in that process.
My initial process was, you know, Coach McDaniel, Tessie McDaniel, he had reached out, and my dad, he called me right away because they also helped me, you know, they monitor my Twitter, you know, just to make sure I'm putting stuff out there and stuff like that. But he called me right away, and he's like, hey, you know, BYU, they reached out, and he's like, whatever you do, just make sure you say yes, give them a chance, because they got these big old Samoan dudes, you know, they're going to get some big old linemen that are going to go down there and block you, and they run the ball. Like, whatever you do, just say you're interested. If you don't like it, that's fine. Like, but at least give them a chance first. So, sure enough, I did that, and then, you know, I met Coach Harvey. He came down to the house, and I went down there for the official visit that same weekend, and, you know, I loved it, met a couple of the other recruits, like Ryder Burton, you know, their quarterback commit, great dudes. And I just really enjoyed myself when I was out there leaving the running back room and things like that. And it just felt like I was where I needed to be.
Were you able to watch kind of any film of BYU from the last few years, look at, like, highlights, look at their record, look at also kind of like their resume, right? I mean, they're reviewing your resume. You're reviewing their resume and seeing if these two resumes align and, like, your visions align.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, the last 2 years, well, the year before that, so I would say my junior year, they had Tyler Allgeier, and my dad has a coworker who's a big BYU fan, right? So he would always tell us, you know, you got to check this guy out, Tyler Allgeier. You know, he's, like, the real deal and stuff like that. So he'd always talk about it, and then so we would always end up watching BYU for some reason, and that's what we would always be watching. So they would always be on TV, and we would watch them. And then, sure enough, so once they offered, I kind of already knew what they were about, because I've seen Tyler Allgeier, you know, on TV so many times. So, you know, I kind of knew, and then I just had to watch them film, and then sure enough, they just matched up perfectly. So, yes, sir.
Well, BYU is going to the Big 12. I mean, you're from Big 12 country. You had a number of Big 12 offers. You're choosing to come to BYU, where you're going to get an opportunity probably early to showcase your skill set. And, I mean, there's definitely competition there, which I know you're not afraid of, but lots of opportunity to showcase against some of the best teams in the country. Did that mean something to you to be able to play some Big 12 football? I know you're committed to Pac-12 football and Stanford, high academics. BYU also high academics and a high level of football.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that definitely was in the consideration, but I don't think it was as big as a factor, because when they were independent, BYU, well, when you guys were independent, you guys did play a tough schedule at that time, so you guys were still, like, playing, like, you guys played Notre Dame, you know, you guys played Stanford, actually. And you guys played a lot of Power 5 schools. So it was kind of like you guys were in a Power 5 conference. You just weren't actually just named to the conference. But you guys were playing Power 5 opponents week in, week out. So, I mean, it didn't really play a big factor. But just knowing that we'll have I'll be at a Power 5 school, you know, just being able to say that, you know, it does have a little bit of boost. But it wasn't really that big of a factor to me.
At what point was BYU a valid decision for you to make? Like, oh my gosh, like, BYU's in the mix. Like, I'm highly considering them. Like, what kind of turned the tide to you viewing BYU as a candidate for your talents?
I would say the official visit really just helped me realize, like, that's somewhere where I wanted to be, because you know, just going down there and just meeting the other recruits and even the other running back room, you know, they were just great people, you know. They took us out bowling and they were, like, trying to spend genuine time with us. And I kind of just like that, you know. It's like they really care for us. I mean, they watched my film with Coach Harvey. And, you know, they were able to break down things from my film that, you know, at other schools I've never seen before. Like, you know, you go on officials and your host is just, like, kind of just not really worried about you. But I feel like they were also in the mix, you know, trying to recruit me. So I really appreciate them for that. And it just felt like more like a family. And
yeah,
that's what really just stood the deal for me.
Yeah, it's important, man, because, I mean, look, it's, you know, you're envisioning yourself, you know, be at a school for 4 or 5 years possibly before going on to the mm-hmm. next level. And so having that family, that community is important. And, you know, you're not too far away from family. Like, what were your family's thoughts about BYU and them? What was their process like getting to know BYU and in the state of Utah?
They really enjoyed it. It was our first time being out in Utah. We actually have a family friend who lives in Utah, like about 20 minutes from Provo. So, and they're big BYU fans. So, you know, we went out there, we met them there when we were on the official visit, and, you know, we just had a great time. And, you know, it just felt like they treated us well, and my family really enjoyed it. My sisters loved it. My dad loved it. My mom loved it. So it just felt like it was the right place to be.
LJ, how would you describe your skill set? I mean, I've watched your film enough. Like I said, my first thing was like vision, your ability to get lateral, then get upfield, kind of this start-stop mechanism, the physicality, breaking tackles, and then some burst to get away from defenders. How do you view yourself? What do you see on film that you like?
I just like how I'm versatile, I would say. You know, I just try to play every position I can, you know, going on defense for my high school and stuff like that. I just like to play the game, really. And, you know, if that's playing at running back, receiver, you know, just blocking, it don't matter. As long as I'm playing, that's just what I really enjoy. So I would say it's my versatility.
Yeah, there are a lot of numbers involved with your versatility, LJ. Back-to-back 2,000-yard rushing seasons. A couple years ago as a junior, you had over 3,000 total yards, all-purpose yards, including getting a little bit of action in the kick return game, which maybe will nudge Kelly Popinga, special teams coordinator, up here about that for you for next year, if you're down with that. There's one number that really impressed me about your high school career, though, if I'm reading this correctly, and that number is 2. That's the total number of fumbles that you had.
That's nice.
2 total fumbles, 1 lost in your entire career with in 6,150 rushing yards and a couple, 2 dozen or so, touchdowns. Is that a number that you take pride in, is taking care of the football and protecting it, swaddling the baby, and just making sure you don't turn it over?
Yes, sir. That's something I take pride in. You know, you just don't ever want to give the other team an opportunity, you know, just to get the ball back. And, you know, the way my high school plays, you know, we take pride in just holding possession of that ball. So, you know, that's something I always worked on, ball security, just high and tight, you know, cover it with 2 when you can or when you need to, but also just being able to be loose and just, you know, make people miss at the same time, but as well as just keeping maintaining good ball security. So, yes, sir, that's a big one. That's a big number to me.
You're sounding a lot like Coach Harvey Unga. You're soon to be running backs coach at BYU when you talk about ball security in that way. Did you guys talk ball in some of your home visits and while he was recruiting you and that kind of thing about stuff like that? Ball security, not giving it away,
yes,
how to carry it, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, sir. We did. We talked about that a lot, you know, but I just really enjoy just, you know, talking about life with him, you know, just getting to know him as a person, and, you know, because that was the biggest thing for me, because I knew he was going to be a great coach, you know, because he put a couple guys in the NFL, but just talking to him, you know, just trying to get to learn to know him, because that's who I was going to be around with for the next 3 to 4 years if I gave him the opportunity. And, you know, I feel like if I go, well, now that I'm going there, I feel like I'm going to be in great hands with Coach Harvey.
LJ Martin here on ESPN 960, newest running back commit to the BYU Cougar 2023 class. You mentioned your receiving ability. That was my next thing I was going to bring up. You actually look like a pretty gosh dang good wide receiver out there. I know you played maybe running back. You're listed as a running back, but Really nice ability to get off the line of scrimmage when anyone's in press coverage. You high point the football well. You got good body control. Wide receiver, man. You're a big wide receiver. I like it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I always wanted to play wide receiver growing up. Just high school I chose to go to, they don't really throw the ball, so my dad didn't allow me to. But, yeah, wide receiver is always something I wanted to do. So I'm still hoping I'll get a little bit of snaps at wide receivers. But, yes, sir.
Well, Lopini Katoa, who just graduated, he was very much involved in the screen game and would be throwing wheel routes coming out of the backfield, you know, swings and other things, getting him involved. So a little angle here. Yeah, there's definitely some opportunities. If you showcase you can do it, I think A-Rod likes to feature his athletes. LJ, tell us a little about your family. You've mentioned mom and dad, you know, some siblings. What's the family composition like?
Yeah, both my parents, they played D2 ball. My dad played basketball D2, and then my mom played softball D2. I have a sister, and she just, she's not really into sports like I am. I guess she kind of seen how much, like, what it takes, you know, just to go in every day, you know, work out, stuff like that. And I guess she just decided it wasn't for her. So we try to get after her, try to get her to do it. But she just kind of likes to tag along with the visits, you know, sit in our meetings because she enjoys it. But she just doesn't enjoy the process, I would say. So, yeah, but that's about it about my family.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of athletes in the fam. And it's not only an athletic family, but an academic family. How important are academics in the Martin home?
Yes, sir. They're very important. I remember, you know, just being raised the whole time, it was always all A's. And I remember when my sister got her first B, she was like in first grade, but I was all scared for her because, I mean, I ain't never seen a B before. So when she was going home, I was just hoping, like, you know, she ain't get chewed out or something. I was scared for her. So, yes, sir. They're very important in our house.
Well, what are your favorite classes? Do you have some favorite classes you've taken in high school and look forward to taking maybe in the university?
In high school, I would say it's probably Earth and Space Science and Astronomy. I'm into stars, you know, just to learn about the sky and stuff like that, also the environment. But, yeah, that's really about it. I would also like history, you know, just go back in time and things like that. And, yeah, that's about it for me, the academic part. You know, I enjoy math. Things like that, but yes, sir.
Yeah, it's go ahead.
Well, LJ, if somebody comes up to you on campus and just asks, you know, who you are, you tell them, I'm LJ Martin, but outside of play running back for the football team, like, how do you kind of present yourself? Like, who are you outside of football, I guess?
You know, I'm just a normal guy. You know, I enjoy playing video games with my friends, things like that, you know. I'm not really one to go out on the weekends, but, you know, there's like, we'll get together at my friend's house, you know, go play video games, put some money on it, love doing that. You know, just gives it more of a competitive edge, more of a reason to win when you put money on the line. So I love that. You know, I'll go hoop, you know, all that stuff, you know, just like a normal kid. But, yeah, just really enjoy just being out there with, you know, family and friends and just people I love. That's the biggest part for me.
You team Nike? You a Nike kid?
Yes, sir, I'm a Nike kid, but whenever I'm playing football, it's Adidas for me. That's why I slide with. I like the Adidas cleats, but, yeah, you know, I don't mind wearing some Nike cleats this year. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to find I always ask, you know, Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, you know, what you typically wear when you're playing hoop. Are you an Adidas guy when you're hooping, too?
No, sir. I'm a Nike guy when I'm hooping. So, yes, sir.
Okay, so yeah, what's basketball?
I'm a big LeBron fan.
Okay, LeBron's. I'm a big LeBron. I like LeBron shoes as well. What's the cleat that you've been rocking that you like so much?
The cleat I've been rocking is the Addi Zero 11.0. So, it's the model from last year. And it's just kind of wide. I kind of have a wide foot, how it is. But, yeah, so I wear a size 14 and then, you know, it just kind of meshes well with my foot. It feels comfortable, able to kind of move around in there. So I just feel really good in it. It's pretty light. So that's why I like them.
Okay.
Yeah. Addy Zeros are good ones. They're based off of a soccer cleat, so they got to be really
good. But his particular model is a little bit wider because of the wider feet, and that's my struggle sometimes with some of these cleats. You know what you need to try, man? Don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone tell you, or don't let anyone know that I told you this, but try out the Jordans, the Jordan 11
yes,
or the
sir.
Jordan 1s, and you get the lows. Try to find a pair, man. They're tough to find, but...
Okay.
But I bet you could find them at 14s. I'm going to go on eBay right now, see if I can find some. Man.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to blow you away. Blow you away, man.
Uh-huh.
That's the jam right there.
Great. I would definitely be looking.
All right, man. All right. Well, LJ, it's been great getting to know you. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. What's your message to Cougar Nation, man?
You know, I'm just ready to go in, contribute as much as I can, and get to work and, you know, get to a bowl game this season and win as many games as possible. I'm stoked to be here and, you know, just stoked to be part of the family officially. So, yes, sir. Just thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for hopping on. Thanks for letting us get to know you. We'll be in touch throughout, I'm sure, the next few months, et cetera. But when do you plan on enrolling at BYU?
I'll enroll in May. Or not May, but, you know, in the summertime. So May, June, one of the two. I'm not sure officially when I'm supposed to move in yet, but as soon as possible, as soon as I finish graduation, so graduation will be in May, then I'll be right on campus right after that, getting to work. So, yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you soon. Thanks for hopping on today, LJ. We appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have a good one.
You too. Thank you, LJ Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Any thoughts, Sean Walker?
Good stuff. Great young man. Awesome football player. Also a very good... I pulled up his huddle, and his huddle has his football highlights, but it's got some basketball highlights above that.
Yeah.
He's a good hooper.
No, he's a great athlete.
Yeah, LJ is a nice hooper here. Might have to give Mark Pope a call after this. Maybe in our next break.
All right, Sean Walker, by my side. Appreciate LJ Martin being on the show. Coming up next, Kalani Sitake will join us to discuss the signing class. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
You're listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Krenel, and it's time for Cruitin' the Cougars, an inside look at the latest news on the recruiting trail surrounding Cougar athletics.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Krenel, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. It is time for Cruitin' the Cougars segment, 2023 signing day, the official signing day. It is a wrap. We're welcoming in new members of the BYU football family in this segment. It's going to be brought to you by RoyalArmyBrand.com. BYU swag here to buy fans for fans. Stay loyal to the Royal. Rep the Y the right way. Purchase all your BYU licensed apparel at RoyalArmyBrand.com. Let's get out to the hotline. Welcome in the head coach for the BYU Cougar football team. We got Kalani Sitake on the line. What's up, Kalani? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. I love seeing new faces, new members, individuals that want to be a part of BYU football, that want to sign up for the rigors of, yes, the football team, right, the strength and conditioning, the training, all of those rigors, all those adversities, but also the adversity that they're going to face in the classroom, the things that they're going to face on and off the football field, and also the successes that they're going to be a part of. So what are you looking for in the new members of your football family, Kalani?
Well, I think when you look at the entire group, you see the balance of guys that are playing right away compared to guys that are going on missions, and then also welcoming the guys that have returned from missions, the guys that are gray-shirted, and then also adding the transfer portal players. So when you look at the entire group, I think it's well-balanced in terms of providing depth and competition in every position. Obviously, we're still not done. There's still an opportunity to add and subtract from the roster, and that happens. I think you said it before, the attrition happens in mm-hmm. programs. And it's going to happen with us, too, after spring ball. There's going to be some guys that aren't happy with the role or don't want to switch and change things up and want looking for more of a different role or major role somewhere, and we'll make adjustments. But right now, the way it's looking, we feel really good about our team. I feel good about the depth and the talent that's going on missions and the talent that's returned from missions and then the talent that we have currently on our roster right now.
What needs do you guys feel like you specifically met with your additions this recruiting season?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I feel like we've added to the O-line, D-line quite a bit. That's somewhere we always have to start. And then you look at probably one of the most important positions on the team, and that's quarterback. And I feel really good about the group there. And you know, with Sojay moving to running back, allowing the addition of Keaton Slovis and Jake Resloff, and then also looking at Ryder Burton. Those guys are you know, look at the times that they have, the amount of years that they have left to play. Slovis has 1 year, Resloff has three to play two, Ryder has five to play four, and then that's the, also adding with Cade Finnegan that's on the team, and also with Nick Billups there. And so it's a really talented group, and that's just the quarterback position. But I feel like we've made a lot of similar moves in different positions and in all the other positions, and then we're adding to talent. The return missionaries need to get in better shape, and the freshmen need to learn the scheme. But you know, we've lost some guys, some veteran leadership, but the leadership right now, I feel like on the team, it's been amazing seeing them work out and seeing them do things that you know, we're expecting them from a program that's a big time program with a lot of success in the future, and the future starts now. So with all that being mentioned, then you throw in the amount of preferred walk-ons that we have, yeah, in our program, and I can't talk about those guys specifically for some odd reason, but I can tell you that the number of preferred walk-ons that decided to make this move and turn down scholarships to come here and be a preferred walk-on for a roster spot to possibly earn a spot on the 2D, but also earn a scholarship, the talent there just now makes it everything that you thought there might even be a deficiency now gives you strengths in different places. And so, so as a head coach, I feel good about it.
you talk about gap filling. There are expectations placed on certain players and groups of players, but I look at the PWOs. Those are individuals, especially those that had scholarship offers to other schools. These are immediate impact players that have sometimes a significant amount of experience if you're talking about junior college players. What are your expectations for some of those kids that are coming in from the JUCO ranks to contribute this next season?
Oh, yeah. I plan on them competing for starting spots and for us to make the right moves and recruit from within with the preferred walk-ons, giving them scholarships. But I also plan on things taking forms, and we're making sure that our guys are taken care of, that our walk-ons are even taken care of. But I know that's a position that I know you're sensitive to. It's taking care of the walk-ons. Make sure that they're taken care of. Make sure that there's not a huge amount of debt that they incur by being on the team, you know, and right now the way it's looking, it's better than it's ever been, and I imagine it's going to get better with the things that we have coming along the way, you know, in ways to take care of our brethren on the football team, making everybody feel good about what they can accomplish with NIL and things like that. So, and then you look at just something to add, the transfer portal guys that came from, that transferred in, these guys had a bunch of P5 offers. Every one of them had P5 offers to go places, and they turned those down. So they put themselves in the portal, and we had to battle P5 schools to get every one of these guys. You know, and Keaton's the one that's leading the list on it, but that right there in itself speaks volumes to our recruiting, our coaches that can recruit, and our staff, the support staff and the recruiting staff, and then also us using or utilizing our strengths in our program, and that's the fan base. The fan base has been amazing in making this thing happen, and so I feel really good. The energy, the excitement, you can just feel it getting ready for this. Now that the schedule's come out, it's right around the corner, man, and these guys are really, really ready to roll. I mean, I watched the guys work out yesterday, and you know, there's this new sense of urgency now that the schedule's come out, yeah, and then another sense of urgency with the type of players that we have adding to our roster.
What are the, speaking of the return missionaries, What's the protocol for the return missionary and how you can evaluate them to see if they're ready or not to maybe participate in spring ball or ready or not to participate in fall camp and contribute in any given season? Give me your perspective on that, Kalani.
Well, the goal right now, going in from January to now we're in February, is to have these guys ready by the time we get to the fall. And then utilizing the time. So with the return missionaries, you know, serving and being a return missionary yourself, and I know being a return missionary, that it affects different people different ways. And so it's now getting to the situation where we specialize the workouts. We see them, evaluate them individually, not just lump all the missionaries together in a group, but now you have to have guys watch them individually, see their progress, see how they're making their gains in the weights, whether they're supposed to lose body fat, gain body mass, and then kind of see the way they're moving around and see how they're managing their body type. So there's guys on this list of returned missionaries that are ready to go a lot more than the others. And then some people served missions stateside, some served on third world country. And so the goal is to bring them along slowly. And then as we do that, knowing that there's a goal to get them ready for the future, some of these guys might not be ready even to compete in spring ball. And that'll be unfortunate because we need to get these things ready. We need our guys ready to go and have a lot of competition in spring ball. But we know how long it takes sometimes with return missionaries and how we need to be safe and make sure that they're doing it the right way. Otherwise, these injuries start to add up and they turn into a simple injury turns into another one, compensating for it, and then turns into another one. Then now you've got someone that's entering the medical part of the injuries and retiring because we weren't doing our part. And football's a violent sport. I get it. But there's more of the things that we can do as a team, as a program, to prepare our guys. And the goal right now is getting to August and being 100% by then. If they're not by then there's got to be something wrong, and maybe it's the development isn't working as well, and maybe we have to extend it a little bit more depending on their ability. But it's all got to be individualized. You can't just lump them all together as return missionaries.
Something that I noticed with the additions, the transfers specifically, there's always going to be attrition, as you talked about. But what I thought was interesting was that the amount of reps, snaps, live bullets that these football players have experienced at the FCS, FBS, junior college level is significantly more than what we lost that is still eligible in college football. And I think that matters.
Exactly, and that's why there's a deliberate effort to make that happen. You can practice as much as you want, but you can't simulate the live reps, and then you can't just give someone that experience. And so when you have certain spots where you need to add competition, but you also need to add talent, it's important that we went to the portal, had guys that fit what we were looking for here, living the life, being a BYU student athlete, and then being in line with what we're trying to get done here as a mission for our team and our church. It's important that they know that we know that they can handle the difficulties of being out in the game. A lot of guys, when the lights go on and you're on the field, they don't show up like they have been in practice. And these guys have tons of game film that we can go to, knowing that they've been in the spotlight before at a lot of different levels. And that's why they were so highly sought after when they went into the portal. We had to battle with all these guys. I look at someone like Eddie Heckert. He had P5s that were he went on visits, and we still had to battle to get him. And that's with him having a connection and a close relationship with Jay Hill. So all these guys that are on this list, it was a battle. And that's why I feel like we've accomplished a lot, even in the PWOs, the transfers, and the signees. It was a lot of great effort, and I'm really proud of our program and where we stand right now.
Depth, especially going into a Big 12 schedule. It seems like you're pretty confident right now that BYU can go into the Big 12 first year, not only compete but win games. And I think the bar is at least set from whether we like expectations or not, there is this expectation of, oh, we got to get bowl eligible. And it seems like we have enough depth right now going into 2023 to compete and get bowl eligible.
Well, I feel like there's nothing wrong with high expectations. We have high expectations from our fans. So you know that we have high expectations of ourselves. And the players are just looking at the program, the coaches. We're all looking at this, the opportunities. We're now in a place now, there's a program where our opportunities are, we can do a lot more than we did in the past. You know, it's not going to be such doom and gloom when you lose a game like Oregon. Yeah. You guys can just kind of, you know, and you can say whatever you want, but, you know, we're in a situation now where you're playing for a lot more, and you're in a conference. You're playing for conference accolades and conference recognition. You're playing in front of a lot of different fans from opposing teams, and you're making a name for yourself in a lot of different ways. And then you're creating, you know, healthy rivalries within the conference. And so there's already a reputation of BYU and the fans and the what it's like, because we did so great against Baylor, not only on the field, but the way the fans treated the opposing fans. And so now I've already got tons of emails about people that want to come here and are excited about visiting, you know, Lavelle Edwards Stadium. That's generated because the fans are doing things the right way. There's a way to do things the right way on the field and off the field, in the stands, and as a fan base. But all that combined together is we have high expectations of performance, but high expectations of behavior. And I think we can do a great job at representing the right way. And I'm just so proud of our program, our fans, everybody. We knew this was coming. I mean, we knew this was coming way before this season. So now that it's here, man, all our energy and efforts can be right on this, and then we can focus on what we're trying to get done, and that's coming up this fall.
Last thing for you, Kalani. I know it's not your job to set the expectations for what the fans or how the fans are involved in the program, and even in a recruiting sense. There's a new era of college football. It's a new era of recruiting as well in the name, image, and likeness era. What role do BYU fans take in this matter? And I just want your perspective on that, because I think the fans are still feeling it out, wondering what the role is in all of it.
Yeah, in those things, I mean, it's the we're going to do things a little bit differently than other schools. We're not going to get in these bidding wars for players, and you see the money that's out there. We're going to be focused on the right things. But there's a way that we can make NIL work in our favor and make it a competitive advantage for us. It's what we've done with the honor code, with academics, with the expectations that we've had here. And so I think they'll naturally happen, but we kind of need – there's a sense of urgency to get things going quickly. And that means having the players have a system in place so that our players feel comfortable knowing that they're not going to acquire a bunch of debt. And I'm speaking from the entire team, you know, being able to take care of everybody. And then also giving them a great experience. That's my job, is to give them a great experience with football. But I think it'll be important for the fans to find out how they can actually contribute to the program and the system. Our team is owned by the fans, and so literally we can be owned by them. They can have a say in what we do, have a connection to the players, and the players already love our fans. But this is something that we have to look at NIL as an opportunity for us to take advantage of the players and the fans to be even closer than before. And so that's out there. It's still in the works, but there's a way that we can make it happen do it the right way that BYU always does. And I think it'll be a huge advantage for us. But in terms of expectations, there's nothing wrong with having high expectations. If you take something for, I look at this like the concept of just me as a driver. Let's think about me as a driver. Me, Kalani Sitake, as a driver, right? When I was single, I was a horrible driver. I didn't understand how to drive that well. I mean, I just, because, you know, you want to be on time, all that stuff. But I also don't understand how people are on the left lane and go slow. Anyways, that's another issue. But when I got married, my driving became better, right? And I a little bit more aware of who's in the car with me, right? And how precious that person is to me. And I'm speaking about my wife, but anybody that's in when you're driving with people. And then now when I had kids as a father, my driving got even better. that's not an expectation that I had planned on when I first got my license at 16. It happens naturally, and that's okay. The expectations now that I have of myself as a person that drives, way different now as a father and a husband than it was when I was single. And that's going to happen now. Our expectations of a fan base, of a program, as a athletic department, will change going from Mountain West, from WAC Mountain West to independent, and now to the Big 12. So there's some things will naturally happen that will be great, and the expectations will change with it too. But there's other things that we can do deliberately to help it move even faster, and I look forward to seeing those things. And then sometimes they're in terms of connected with the players. I want our players not to just receive NIL money. I want them to receive mentoring and tutoring from our fans. I want them to be connected to them and have that type of relationship where they feel it's very similar to what Green Bay Packers have in the NFL. We can be that type of connection and that level here at BYU.
New football family members are welcomed in. Kalani, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the signing class. Looking forward to 2023.
My man, appreciate you. Go Cougs.
Appreciate, love you, Kalani Sitake, ladies and gentlemen. Any thoughts? We got Sean Walker by my side. Any thoughts, any commentary, any follow-up? No follow-up. We'll go to break. Don't go anywhere. More to get to regarding the 2023 signing class. We're continuing to break it down here on ESPN 960.
Listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Gretel, and it's time for a Cougar Insider Report. Now let's get that proprietary inside scoop on Cougar Sports from Gretel.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Quiddle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. Stop living with ED, live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic. wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Give them a call, 801-901-8000, 801-901-8000. If you're suffering from ED and you want to get it remedied, you want to get it fixed, you want to be reunited and have it feel so good, 801-901-8000. Acoustic wave technology can do that, break up the blood, the clogged up minuscule blood vessels that limit a little spontaneity and intimacy, 801-901-8000, 801-901-8000. So we've chatted with a number of prospects today, one PWO, Dylan Flowers, another commit, signee, scholarship player LJ Martin, running back. But Dylan hopped on earlier, the SEU transfer, the cousin of Cody Epps, cornerback commit for the 2023 class, going to be enrolling, I believe, in May. He is living with Cody right now, though, by the way. He's taking some classes at BYU Salt Lake. He told us that he loves music, and his favorite artist right now is YoungBoy.
Big YoungBoy fan, like a lot of that generation.
My favorite rapper, I would say YoungBoy. You guys know who that is?
I was like, no, I don't. You should have kept that going, because I was like, I don't know who YoungBoy is. I don't know. I don't know who YoungBoy is. I need to be educated, man. I don't, man. I feel like I've been trying to stay up to date with, like, the latest. I really try my best.
You're just not a big YoungBoy fan. That's fine.
I've never listened to YoungBoy.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
So I pulled him up. Bryce was doing a little due diligence. Bryce, have you listened to YoungBoy prior to today? Have you ever listened, Bryce?
No, me personally, I've not.
Okay, all
right. I don't
listen
to him myself, but people around me do.
Yeah.
So
okay, so you heard of YoungBoy prior to this?
I think I've listened to him a total of six times.
Okay, I'd never listened to YoungBoy
until
today.
It's been all around BYU campus. So,
yeah. Okay, all right.
I've heard of him through social media, and that's mostly it.
Yeah, so I'm out of it. Like, let's be honest. I'm 40 years old now. Griddle is not cool whatsoever. If I was ever cool.
You got to come hang out more at BYU basketball games. It'll keep you young like that.
Yeah, maybe. YoungBoy apparently is making some moves.
That's right.
Outside of the music world.
That's right.
Now, Bryce, you did a little due diligence. You dug into this. Did you just Google recent news of YoungBoy? Can you tell us what's going down? It was just published today. This is some breaking news right now for a Cougar Insider Report.
So I was just scrolling through Twitter, and it came up on Twitter. Someone had quote tweeted it, but it's from Billboard. It says, YoungBoy never broke again, revealed he's planning on being officially baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
it's crazy.
Amazing.
It's amazing, man. The universe works in mysterious ways.
And it's not just like he met the missionaries one day randomly and he started liking what he heard. what he heard, like, he's been under house arrest in Utah for several months. I had no idea.
Opens up about his new life in Snow, Utah, where he currently resides under house arrest. Yeah. And while security team limits his visitors to three pre-approved people at a time, young boy has been entertaining some unexpected guests, Mormon missionaries.
Shout out to Megan Garvey.
I love it, man.
Shout out to Megan Garvey for her her cover story in Billboard magazine this month on the 23-year-old rapper Youngboy and his house arrest in Utah and his, shall we say, spiritual awakening.
Yeah, man.
To the LDS Church. Like, this is great. This is great. I'll throw this one on my Twitter feed. I'll throw it out for you so you can throw it out there as well. This is fantastic. And this might just be, you know what? This might be as good of a missionary tool as BYU football.
Oh, man, I love this so much. Louisiana rapper turned the missionaries away the first time they swung by his home in late 2022. But when they returned, he decided to let them in. I wanted help very badly. I needed a friend, and it hit me. It was just cool to see someone with a different mindset that had nothing to do with business or money, just these wonderful souls, he tells Billboard. The missionaries now discuss the Book of Mormon with Youngboy regularly, which accounts for his recent Hi Haters video opening with a quote from the Latter-day Saints tome.
Okay.
According to Youngboy, their visits help him make sure my heart is in the right place, in the right space. Now, I'm kind of getting choked up here, bro. Shoot. He's planning on being officially baptized in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints after his ankle monitor is removed.
Also, word to billboard.com, you did not capitalize the T in the church. That's actually anti-Christian. You need to fix that.
Gosh, come on, man. It's a good moment.
You got to capitalize the T.
It's a great moment.
Yeah. They did lowercase the D, though. Shout out, because that's very important. Very important style.
Even when my negative thoughts come back, young boy states, when I do want to tell them not today, I just don't let nothing stop it. The rapper's potential baptism dovetails with his growing uncertainty over the violent storytelling in his own lyrics. This year's I Rest My Case, released on Motown, his first since signing with the label, intentionally featured fewer mention of guns than on previous projects. While he's aware the lyrical shift could affect his popularity, what if they don't like me now? He mused about his audience during the interview. He refuses to rap about violence merely to satisfy listeners. I'm not changing. I will not be provoked. I will not be broken. And I'm not going back to who I used to be. Accept it or not, I ain't going back. Wow, man.
Well, here we go. I found the video where he opens. He does open with a verse from the...
We got to play this.
The Book of Alma, yeah.
Let's play this, man.
It's from High Haters.
High Haters.
You want me to...
Send it over to Bryce.
I'll send it to Bryce.
His new video, his new music.
This is the one... So this video opens by quoting the... by quoting the Book of Mormon, Alma in particular. Alma 36. Yeah. I'll send that over to Bryce.
Yeah, and we can play this. So, like I said, man, I didn't know about Youngboy.
Yeah. Apparently, Youngboy is currently living in Utah, and he's about to join the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I'm about to send this to Devon Blackman.
It's great.
I'll be sending it to all my guys
I just barely sent it over to Dylan.
Did you send it to Dylan?
I tagged his cousin, Cody Epps, in it as well. They both have liked the tweet.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
This is great. Plans on being officially baptized into the church after his ankle monitor is removed.
I freaking love that so much. I love it.
So good.
Stoked for that. That's your Cougar Insider Report. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Dylan Flowers. See, this is why I love it.
This is the kind of insider report that you only get on ESPN 960.
Only here.
That's right. Nowhere else.
Right here at ESPN 960. Anyway, we're going to go to break. That's your Cougar Insider Report brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Coming up next in our 505 segment, we're going to welcome in Moose Bingham to the show, get his thoughts on the recruiting class, Cougar Sports Insider, VP of Sales for PrepOrm, PrepOrm.com. That coming up next. This is Cougar Sports, ESPN 960.